We are learning Masechtas Makis, Daf Yotes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the bottom line of Daf Yotes Amud Beis. Omer Rab Bar Ado, Omer Rav Yitzchok, Bekurim Me'emesai Mechayev Merleha. Now Bekurim, when does it get Kedushas Bekurim? There's certain halachas on a gay for Bekurim, Kedushas Bekurim. Rashi says the Me'emesai Chayev Merleha means, when is a Zor Chayev Misa for eating it? The halach is that Bekurim has been like Truma a little bit. Does Misa Deshmaim for Zor eats it? When does it become Bekurim? When you take it off the tree? When you start bringing it up to Eretz Yisrael? So Zokta Gemara, when is it Chayev Aleha? Kishiyoro Pnei HaBayis, when it goes into the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the Tosfos on the bottom of Yuches HaBayis adds on two other halachas. One more halacha. The Tosfos says two halachas. Zor Misa. V'Koyin Malkus Chutzuchayim. We also learned in the Mishnah before that if the Koyin brings the Bekurim out of Yerushalayim, then he's Chayev Malkus. When does it get a Kedushas Bekurim that you Chayev? So again, it happens after it goes into the Beis HaMikdash, then it gets Din Bekurim. And the Chinuch adds on a third thing, that it's the Geya, we said, that if a Kohen eats it inside Yerushalayim, into the Beis HaMikdash, but he eats it before the Kriya, if you want, Man Yama, or before the Hanacha, according to different Man Yama, so when does that Chayev start? Also, only after it goes into the Bayis. So only gets Kedushas Bekurim, Mashiyuru Pnei HaBayis. So Demar, come on, who's that like? This is a memra from Rav Yitzchok, the Bekurim is only, he gets the Kedushas Bekurim when it goes into the Bayis. Who is that like? Hi, Tan, Tan of the Bryce, Rav Lezer, Eimer, Bekurim, Miksosom, Mechutz, Miksosom, Mefrim. Let's say you have Bekurim that's partly inside the Beis HaMikdash, partly outside. Shevechutz, Harein, Kechulin. Whatever's outside is like Chulin, Lechol, Debrayim. Shevefrim, Harein, Kehekdish, Lechol, Debrayim. And if it's in Mefrim, it has in Hekdish, Lechol, Debrayim. And again, we said there are altogether three Nafkaminis by that the Bekurim has Kaidish. Number one is the Zor of the non-Kain eating it. Number two, legavi a koyin eating chutz l'chaimer. Number three, legavi a koyin eating it before kriya, before hanacha, if you chayiv malchus for that. Amrav sheshes bekurim hanacha ma'akavus bem kriya and ma'akavus bem. We had before in mechlekes tanoim the gemara came out after chesam beis. In mechlekes tanoim, if kriya is ma'akivanat and also if hanacha is ma'akivanat, comes the two mechlekes tanoim we had before. Hanacha means it says ve'nichoy lefnei Hashem lekecha by the bekurim. They put it in front of the mizbeach. So it's machlokes, but that's ma'akev or not. So there's kriya, which is a rami avodavi, and there's hanocha. Hanocha is preceding the kriya. So Rav Sheshe says, bekurim hanocha ma'akeves behem, kriya in ma'akeves behem. We actually had, that was a shita before, of Rav Hoshaya and also Rav Asif Shem Rav Yechon, if you want sad, that they hold that kriya is not ma'akev, not like our Mishnah, and hanocha is ma'akev. Zog tomorrow, Kiman, who is a lie? Kihai Tano. So already the Achrayim over here are busy. Why do you have to find a new Tano if we had already some Tanoim about it before? So the Torah says, those Tanoim are not Mefurish. No one said Mefurish that Anocha is Ma'akev. We Medaik because he uses Anocha for Tnufa, so that means he holds not Ma'akev. And he uses Tnufa for something else, means it is Ma'akev. It wasn't Mefurish. We're looking for Mefurish, the Tano that says that Anocha is Ma'akev. Kiman Kai Tano, Tano, then right, so that Anocha is Ma'akev and not Kriya. We need a first Shavan Diyama. We're trying to find a first Shavan Diyama that holds the Hanocha is Ma'akev and not Kriya. Time with the Rebbeis of Yisrael Eimer, Shloish Shavarim, Shem Shloish Shavarim. He said over three things, B'Shem three is Kainim. Our Gemara is only been down one, they want to get it to us. Rabbi Shmuel Eimer, Yochel Yala Odo Maisa Sheini Bizman Azeb Yerushalayim. That means Rabbi Shmuel is assuming that that's Pashut, that Kedush Yerit Yisrael is still Kayim, and therefore you have a Din Maisers, and one of the Maisers are Maisa Sheini. So is it possible to take those payers up to Yerushalayim, eat in Yerushalayim? Or do you always have to be paided and then put that money, let the money rot or something? What's the halacha? Could you eat Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim today? So he says, Yachal Yala Adam Maisa Sheni B'zman HaZev Yerushalayim V'yichlenu V'dinhu. So he says, no, I'm going to learn to make a limud. V'dinhu. Bechar Ta'an Avas Malko. And Bechar has to be brought up to Yerushalayim and brought as a carbon there and eaten in Yerushalayim. And Maisa Sheni Tanavas Malka, Ma Bechor in Oil Pnei Abayis, just like Bechor only is eaten by the time of the Beis HaMikdash, Af Maisa in Oil Pnei Abayis. Maisa was only eaten in front of the Abayis. And we'll see how wise Bechor, why is so more sure about Bechor than this, but we'll see. Back upon him, because it says, what do you mean now? We're looking at from Bechor. Just like Bechor today, you can't eat the Bechor out the Beis HaMikdash, same thing, Maisa. And how do you know? So you're probably asking, first of all, you want to know what's Bechor got to do with Maisa? Of course, in the same pasuk, it says, it's a hekesh Bechor to Maisa. It says, Maisa the Gon Chav is Rosh Chav is Recho Ubecharis Bekarcha. Same pasuk. Now, how do you know Bechari can't eat today in Eretz Yisrael? Which means a Bechar, which means the how do you know he can't eat it? We had a moment talking about it. Bechar had a moment. How do you know? We'll see in the Gemara. We'll say why. I'm saying pasuk the pasuk that is because you can't bring it as a carbon. A Bechar had a moment. You have to bring it as a carbon. There's no vesbeh. There's no vesmikdash. You can't bring a carbon. But we'll see more in more detail exactly what the limud is. Al kaponim. So. Just like Bechar cannot be brought today that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, the same thing, Ma'is HaShem also cannot be eaten in Yerushalayim. Even though it says, you have to eat the Lefnei HaShem L'kecha. And the Shaul is, what's the Lefnei HaShem L'kecha mean? So we're saying, it must be, Lefnei HaShem L'kecha means Dav Lefnei HaBayis because of the Hekesh to Bechar. So let's read it inside one more time over here quickly. So Ma Bechar Ein Lefnei HaBayis, Af Ma'is Ein Lefnei HaBayis. So Mar says, no, it's not a good limud. You have a pircha to this limud. We already said that... Maybe it's Lachar here. Lachar, what we can't make this limud. Which one first tries a mamatzinu, and so it says Lachar, how can you make a mamatzinu? Lachara, mala bechar shekain ta matan damim v'imurim gam mizbeach. Lachara, you can't learn out ma'aseh from bechar. You know why? Because bechar has a mila that it needs matan damim v'imurim legam mizbeach. So it makes sense. It needs the bayis. Mashenke ma'aseh sheni has nothing to do with the beis mikdash. So what kind of limud is that? So he says, okay, we'll learn from bekurim. Bekurim yichichu. So you can't make a limud there either. Tamaloymar, v'chalta fnei Hashem lekecha. That was the pasuk we just read a second ago. Makish ma'isa lebechar. Ma bechar in fnei abayis. Af ma'isa in fnei abayis. Means like this. We start off trying to make a mamatzinu from bechar because for some reason we're sure bechar needs a bayis. We'll see why soon. So first we said a mamatzinu. Just like bechar needs a bayis, ma'isa lebechar. No, bechar is pircha, huh?
How does the mechanical
work? How does what?
Why would it need to
based on what? Because learning out, we always learn two things from each other. Just like that needs Yerushalayim, this also needs Yerushalayim. And just like that's Fnei Abayis, it's also Fnei Abayis. The Shaykh is Ma'isim and Shein and Bechor, they both need Yerushalayim. They didn't catch a column, only eating in Yerushalayim. So Bechor is only eating in Yerushalayim. So just like there needs a bias, he also needs a bias. And where's the Ma'amatzinu? Where's no? Bechor needs Ma'an Damim. So it's not a Raya, it's where's the Bekurim Yechichu. Bekurim also has to be eating in Yerushalayim. And Bekurim Dafka is Fnei Abayis. So it says, Malah Bekurim Shekein Tuna Nacha. So you can't learn out Ma'amatzinu. Teretz is learning from a Hekesh. The Pasuk says, V'chaltam Fnei Hashem Lekecha, B'mokim Ashi Yifchal Shaken Shema Yisham, Ma'asar Degoncha Tiroishcha V'yitzarecha B'choris B'karcha. We make a Hekesh, B'chor to Ma'aser, just like this, Ma'abachor, Ma'akesh Ma'aser B'chor, Ma'abachor Enel Fnei Abayis, Av Ma'aser Enel Fnei Abayis. Ad Kan, the Brisa, basically brings from the three Zekenim. I'm just going to speak out Agav, that Bekurim definitely needs the Beis HaMikdash. There's no shayla about it. So what does it mean that you can't even mafresh Bekurim without a Beis HaMikdash? It definitely needs a Beis HaMikdash, like the Mishnah says in Maseches Bekurim. Just with handling over here, that even if you mafresh the Bekurim in the time before the Korban HaBayis, you still cannot bring it to Yerushalayim to eat it because you need the Bayis. That would be the limit from Bekurim. That's what Tosfos speaks out. Tosfos just points that out. Look at Tosfos, there is Roma, four lines in. It says, Tzarech Lomar, the Ma'ariv Bekurim, Shehufreshu Befnei Churban HaBayis. The Imar Hufreshu Acha HaBayis, Einan Kedushim Klal, V'chulun Hein. And there we're learning out, still, even though you ma'arifish it before the Churban HaBayis, you can't eat it because you need a bayis. So he said, Ma'isa also. Teretz says, no, that Bekurim is a Ma'ila and needs Hanacha. But at the end of the day, we're learning out from Bechar that just like Bechar needs the bayis, Ma'isa Shein needs a bayis also. And what was the pircha of Rabbi Yossi in the Braisa? His pircha was the Mala Bekurim Shekein Tunin Hanacha. One would say Shetun in Korea also. The Misa Lifroich Mala Bekurim Shekein Tunin Korea Vahanacha. So it sounds like he holds only Hanacha as Ma'akiv, not Korea. Om Rav Ashi, it's not a Raya. Nehidi Kuvaleko, Mitzvah Mileko. So he says that what it was saying, you have a Raya, right? He's saying it's not Ma'akiv. And if it's a Mitzvah, it's any better? Also, it's a pircha. It's a mitzvah, lemaisa. Or Rashi, the kuva leka, mitzvah leka, sure, mitzvah. But lay mitzvah lifrach. Ela mar Rashi, it must be that really you could say that Korea is also ma'akev. Why don't we use it as a pircha? Because not every bekurim has Korea. Kivin dike bekuri hager, the bekurim of a ger, the boyle may mash nishba Hashem la veseinu, lemotzi yoma, you can't say that. Loy psikale. A ger doesn't say the parasha of bekurim. So by him, of course, it's not ma'akev. And therefore, we don't want to say ma'ala bekurim, the kriya anoch is ma'akev. Because not every time it's kriya ma'akev. By a ger, it's not ma'akev. So therefore, we don't say it. But that's maybe it's ma'akev. So it's not a raya, actually, from this man, the yoma, that he holds that kriya is not ma'akev, anoch is ma'akev. It's not a raya, really.
Even if kriya is ma'akev, I can't say the kriya now.
What?
Even if If I'm not
in the Kriya is Dafka Fnei Hashem HaKeach, what do you mean? It's Dafka in the Beis Mikdash. It's Vnach Fnei Hashem HaKeach, and then you say it, you bring it to the Beis Mikdash, huh? No, Kriya is in the Beis Mikdash also. It says you go over to the Beis Mikdash and you say the Kriya.
You need that first to get to that.
Yeah, that's true also. Yeah, so either way, yeah. Zot the Gemara, V'lahad Adinim Beis Ma'atzad, why don't we make a Ma'atzad? We learn out, look, Bekurim and Bechor, both need Beis Mikdash. Maisa we're not sure. So we said, you can't learn Maisa from Bechor because you have a Pircha of Matan Damim. You can't learn out Maisa from Bekurim because it needs Hanacha. So why don't we say Tzad HaShabem, that look, Bekurim doesn't have Matan Damim, Bechor doesn't have Hanacha, Leiro is the crazy, Tzad HaShabem that needs Yushalayim and needs a Bais. V'lahad Adinim Teis Ma'atzad. Both of them do have a milo, they need a mizbeach. This one for Matan Damim, and this one for Hanacha. So, Hanacha Fnei HaMizbeach. And therefore, you can't learn out from a Tzad HaShava, and again, you have to learn out from the Hekesh. Okay, so now, we're going to go back to the kasha that we mentioned before. So now, this is very clear. We brought this in Agavdik, but Meister needs... Today, you cannot eat Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim. Why not? Because of Hekesh to Bechor. Just like Bechor, you cannot eat today in Yerushalayim. Same thing, Maisa also can't eat Yerushalayim. So the Gemara doesn't want to know, why are Bechor, you're more sure about it? Why are you more sure about Bechor for? So that's the Gemara. Maikasava, what do we hold? Ikasava, Kedusha Rishoyne, Kitchel Shaita, Kitchel Salavai. Now, make a little akdama over here, that there's a machlekes, if the Kedusha they made on the base of Mikdash, and on Eretz Yisrael, still Kayim today. So there's two Kedushas that we're handling. One is Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and the other one is Kedushas Beis HaMikdash. So there's two, they're independent from each other. That's this big taisa over here. Independent from each other. Two Machalikasim. One Machalikas is there Kedushas Eretz Yisrael today? Number two is there Kedushas Mokim HaMikdash today, and it really can make a Mizbeach today? There's two different Machalikasim. So the Gemara says, the Gemara is assuming that's for sure. Kedusha Rishon Kitchel Shalavai Legabe the whole Eretz Yisrael. It all has kedusha. The question is, does the Mokum HaMikdash still have kedusha or not? And what's the Nafka meaning? Like the Gemara Megillah says that if you hold Kedusha Rishon Kitchel Shalavai in the Mokum HaMikdash, you can make a mizbeach today. And the only reason why we don't do it is because we have a zaitik problem of tuma that we tummy makes. But that's if we can make a mizbeach today. If you hold Kitchel Rishon Kitchel Shaita for Kitchel Shalavai, so the Gemara's question is about the second one, the Kedusha HaMikdash. Which means there's kedushas hamikdash. That kedusha, like look at Rashi says, ikasav kedusha shana shall bias kitchel shayt v'kitchel asolavoi kehechid esvir lekedusha haaretz. So this Rashi is the same thing in a few words. That just like we say about kedushas haaretz, that it's still kaddish. Maybe the bias is also still kaddish. So fill a bechor nami. So why can't you bring a bechor today? Like Rashi says, fill a bechor nami, yikrav, bring a carbon v'yoychal. The man that is like kedusha, kitchel aslova, is really my krivim, not be shame bias. It can be makrivit on a mizbeach, even though you don't have a bias. And ikasavar, so then bechor also, then obviously you don't have a hekesh, because bechor also should be able to bring today. And ikasavar, kedusha, roshan, kitchel aslova, like kitchel aslova, I fill a bechor nami to buy. Bechor should be the same shiloh. What should be the shiloh bechor? Rashi explains that the case would be, let's say you brought the Bechor when the Beis Mikdash was still not Charav, and you mazarek the dam, and then the Charav abayis. Could I eat the Basar the next day in Yerushalayim? Could I eat it or not? So you're assuming no. And that's why you're saying, learn a mice from there. Who said no? Maybe, yeah, same Shiloh. Ikasova, Kedusha, Rishoyin, Kitchla, Shiloh, Loikisha, Shlavai, Afilu Bechor, Nami, Tebayi. Bechor should also be a Shiloh. It's supposed to be the same shalak maisa. Why is Bechor more sure than maisa? You hear the question?
Everything was done.
Listen, the next day, you allowed to eat the Bechor or not? We're assuming as no. And that's what we're learning about maisa and Bechor. Why are you assuming as no? Maybe it's the same shalak. Maybe it's the same shalak, same type of shalak. Is that cool if Fnei Hashem or not? Amaravina, loyalim kashava kitchel shaitav loy kitchel oshlovai. We hold kitchel shaitav kitchel oshlovai, which means the Mokum HaMikdash does not have Kedusha anymore. And therefore, you can't bring a Bechor today. What happens with a Bechor that you brought yesterday and you want to eat it today? We're sure you can't eat it. Why not? Why are you sure you can't eat it? B'halcha Bechor sh'nizrak domay koydim korban abayis, Bechor abayis, v'adayim besorei kayim. The besorei is kayim the next day. U'makshinim besorei l'domay. And we make a hekesh basa to the dam. Ma dam domay b'mizbeach, I'm sorry b'mizbeach. And then you go ahead, umakash mais la bechor. It's a two-step process. Really, what am I shalav abachar? But we make a bachar, we make a hekesh, the basa to its dam. Just look at the dam is not shayach today, you don't have a mizbeach anymore. Basa also you can't eat. And then we make a hekesh, meiser to basa of bachar. Freit the Gemara, b'chidova alomid behekesh, choyzim alam behekesh, we have a klal by kachim that somebody learned to have a hekesh, you can't relearn from a hekesh. Somebody learned of gzeir shava, you could learn at another thing. You know what? Gzeir shava is like it says it over there, klar. But a hekesh, you can't do a double whammy. You can't learn from hekesh one thing, then pass it on another hekesh. You can't do that. B'chidova by a kachim at least. B'chidova alomid behekesh, choyzim alam behekesh. And for the Gemara, maise dogon chulin hu, maise sheni is chulin. And therefore, you could learn out Lomad and Lomad. Now, it was bothering me. I didn't find anyone talk about this. That then we have Machlekes always all of a Shas. Is Ma'is Sheni Maman Hedit or Maman Gavoya? So, what are you saying? It's Chulin who? So, I think the Teretz is that Avada it's Chulin. The Shaila is who does it belong to? The Hedit or the Gavoya? Who's the owner? Who's the Bailam? That's what I think the Machlekes is. But Avada doesn't have Kedusha. That's the Vart. Ma'is is definitely Chulin. It's definitely not Hektish. It maybe belongs to the Gavoya. But that's what I think the Teretz is. Akapanim. The Gemara is saying is that's cool, and that's why you could learn out from a hekesh min hekesh. Freit the Gemara on top of my base, honich lamandem abasa lamedes. That's good if you go wasa lamed, which means the thing, the maitzah, which is learning, is thing learning out. But if you go wasa lamed, which is like the bachar, lamandem abasa lamedes dinon, that's kachim. So how does it teach something you learn out from a hekesh? Backshver, ma'ik lameimar, zok the Gemara, dam abasa chodam milsihi. That here it's not considered hekesh min hekesh because Dam and Basar are one entity, they're one behemoth, one thing. So it's not like a regular hekesh that's like learning one thing from another thing. Just saying, the whole Bukhar is one cheftza that it has to be in front of the Mizbech, because Dam and Basar are one thing. And therefore, it's only one hekesh. When a hekesh straight from Bukhar, Bukhar has one din that it has to be in front of the Mizbech, because Dam and Basar chodim milsi. So just to recap the bottom line of our Gemara started off because of a shayla of Bikurim, Kriya my keves, and not my keves. And Anacha, we brought down a whole braisa about eating Ma'aser Sheni, which is Kaddish today. What could you eat Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim? So Mar says he can't. Mar says why not? Maybe it's a Ma'amatzinu from Bechar. So he can't have Ma'amatzinu from Bechar. Bechar has a pircha, not a Ma'amatzinu from Bekurim either. Teres is a Hekish from Bechar. It's a Hekish from Bechar. The question was, why is Bechar more sure that you can't eat it today without the Beis HaMikdash? So we're saying, you know why? Because the basar is hukish l'damai. Then the Mar Akasha, if it's only a hukish, so how can I get a Hekish Ma'aser to basar than the basar to dam? Teretz is two terutzim. Either it's chulin, meiser sheni is chulin, and chulin you could learn it like that, or because basar and dam is one entity, and that's why you could learn out this lamad mid lamad.